Good day, Petersburg. This is Crab Bait Radio 2011, KFSK's annual cavalcade of comedy. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And I'm Joe Vicnicki. Coming up,
a kinder, gentler seine skipper.
The state gets its first otter czar.
Caring for Alaska's orphan development projects.
A ribbon cutting at Petersburg's new Marine Haulout and Waterslide Park.
And Sarah Palin announces she's moving to the White House.
All that and much more coming up on Crabbait Radio's 10th anniversary edition. That's our diamond anniversary, Matt.
Or if you're more traditional like me, Joe, it's tin or aluminum. So here's some old roofing. Enjoy.
And now the news.
Federal officials say they'll wait to implement a new catch-sharing plan for halibut until they've given all stakeholders a chance to weigh in. One stakeholder, Hal Ebert, recently weighed in at about 22 pounds and measured just under 37 inches.
I really think they thought this thing through enough. Did they even bother to hold any public meetings down here at the 20-fathom ledge? No. Did they even consider any alternatives? No. How about a plan where everybody, commercial and charter, got to throw back two of us for every one of us they catch? Now that's a plan. Ooh, look at that shiny, stinking herring bouncing just off the bottom up and down. It's mesmerizing. I'll be right back. Oh, I gotta be kidding me. Ow, watch out, boy. It's a trap.
In related news, the Alaska Board of Fish and Chips is now accepting proposals for its upcoming potluck meeting. Bring something to go with halibut.
A state legislative committee is holding a hearing today on why the tides have been so large in the last 2 weeks. Legislators will hear presentations on the moon's gravitational pull, interstellar space travel, and ideas for moderating tidal fluctuations. Representative Spongy Undergrowth is a Republican from Ideal Cove.
These tides have enormous economic impact on our fishing fleets, ferry systems, barge lines. I want to find out who's going to compensate us for this twice-a-month hardship we have to endure.
The committee also plans a field trip to Sandy Beach later this month to watch the tide come in and go out. In other news, officials are changing the name of a creek on east southeastern Zarembo Island from Toxic Waste Dump Creek to its new name, Neon Springs. Thaddeus Rootwad, no relation to Norman Rootwad, is a spokesman for the Administration of Aquatics and Azaleas, or
We don't want the creek's name to reflect its past usage as a storage site for industrial waste, but rather to promote the unique glowing qualities of the aquifer.
Rootwad says the name change could eventually mean some cleanup work at Neon Springs.
State Representative Norman Rootwad has introduced a new piece of legislation aimed at deterring crime and saving the state money on court costs. Under House Bill 345.5, the Self-Incrimination Act of 2012, nonviolent criminals would be let off with just a warning, as long as they self-report their crimes before they're caught. Rootwad calls it a revolutionary approach.
I mean, just imagine a hypothetical for a moment. A hypothetical situation where, say, I don't know, maybe a politician felt guilty about taking bribes, say, maybe not guilty enough to go to jail, but guilty nonetheless about taking bribes, driving drunk, maybe a little extortion and some prostitution, nothing too weird, but say that happened, you know, that would happen, and then say the politician told the authorities all about it before they found out on their own. Well, the judge would give the guilty party a stern talking to before sending him on his way, and the state wouldn't have to waste a bunch of money on legal fees and trials and so on.
A companion bill in the state Senate would also encourage criminals to self-report their crimes before they've actually committed them.
Residents have taken to the streets in spontaneous and sometimes violent celebration of the news that Petersburg has set a new record for rainfall 2 months running. Crabbait Radio's Matt Lichtenstein checked in this morning from underneath an overturned and sunken dumpster on Main Street.
It's been 20 years since Petersburg last set a rainfall record, and residents are beside themselves with joy. There's been celebratory gunfire in the streets all morning, and several cars have been overturned and set ablaze.
You, sir... What brought you to run out into the street today and kick over a trash can?
The curse is finally over! We've done it! I'm so happy! I never thought I'd see this in my life!
We're number one! We're number one!
We're number one!
Suck it, Rango!
Hammer Slough is raging, and they're running jet boats up City Creek into the reservoir. It's pandemonium. Oh, and the Harbor Master reminds you to check your skiffs.
Residents are already talking about the possibility of a three-peat, with this month's rainfall well on the way to yet another record.
You're listening to Crabbait Radio, where we say, if it's not news, it's crabbait.
Get ready to close it up. All right. Oh, man, that's a big set. Okay. Close it up now. Close it fast. Close it fast. No. I said keep off the beach. Keep off the beach. You dumb moron. What's that? Are you crying?
Yeah, stop yelling at me, okay?
Oh, come on now. This ain't nursery school. You gotta pull it together now.
You're always shouting at me. It hurts my feelings when you scream like that.
Are you kidding me? Okay. Wait a second here. Take a deep breath. I see what's going on, okay? Now listen to me now. What you're feeling is disapproval and rejection. That's normal. It stems partly from my yelling, but it's magnified by your sense of guilt for missing the set. And I think what you need is a little deep breathing, maybe some yoga. Just relax. I want you to take a deep breath now and just calm down. Just think about what a great job you usually do.
Really? Really? You really mean it? You don't just say that.
Sure I do. You're a wonderful skiff man. The best ever. Now close it up, okay?
Well, I don't know. You really hurt my feelings on that.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. It's just that missing the set, well, it makes me sad and a little bit disappointed and just a tiny bit angry.
Hey, off. You gonna close up the set and get off the point anytime soon? You got eight of us in line here waiting.
Just hold your horses, Bob. I got a sensitive situation here. My skiff man here just needs a little gentle encouragement, don't you?
Well, tell me you love me.
What?
I just need you to tell me you love me.
We all love you. You're just an absolutely stand-up all-around great guy and a top-notch skiff driver. Now buck up, buddy. When you get back on board, we're going to have the biggest group hug ever. And it's ice cream for dessert tonight.
Whenever you guys are done with your damn counseling session, some of us would love to make a set before the season's over.
Blow it out, your you son of a slimy, stinking face. Now you really hurt his feelings.
Oh, everyone's mad at me.
It's okay, buddy. No one's mad at you, right? In fact, those other skippers are just kidding around. You're the most popular skiff man in the fleet, right? Right, boys?
Yeah, right. Sure.
Oh yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So come on, guys. Three cheers for my skiff man. Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
All right, now I bet you're ready to turn that frown upside down, buddy, and get into gear and close up that big fat set, right?
But Skip, I can't.
You can't?
I got a blister in my hand and it hurts when I steer the skiff.
Oh, well, guess what? I got a SpongeBob Band-Aid with your name on it.
All right, I'm closing it up!
In a world where action heroes turn phrases like flapjacks.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Is that all you got?
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'll see you in hell.
Not on
my watch.
And danger lurks behind every corner.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
If you want to live, come with me.
Looks like we got company.
The calls are coming from inside the house.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Where love never dies.
You're my knight in shining armor.
I'll never leave you.
You complete me.
Oh, we'll always have Paris.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
You know how to whistle, don't you? You just put your lips together and blow.
I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
And the explosions go on and on. One man will face the ultimate test.
Council with a short 20-minute survey. How are you tonight?
No!
Crabbait Radio, no fart or burp jokes since 2010.
The curator of the Alaska Museum says the facility is rapidly running out of space. The problem? A backlog of new exhibits, made up of state projects that have been constructed, unused, and later put on the shelf. That shelf is getting awful full. The mothballed projects are being stored in back rooms and closets in the museum, but more are coming in every day. Crabbait Radio's Joe Vignicki stopped by for a tour.
I'm Humphrey McNugget, a curator of the museum. Follow me down this way to the old section. On your right, you'll see the $50 million Alaska Seafood International plant. And their loss is our gain, but as you can see, it's a big building, and it takes up a lot of space in the museum.
Whoa, what's that over there? Is that an airplane?
Yes, yes, that's Governor Murkowski's private jet. An excellent example of modern-day Alaska transportation. Oh, and over here, oh, this is a good one. This is the South Midkoff Ferry Terminal. Now, I understand we might have to give this one back. They're talking about maybe using it again.
Ooh, over there. That looks like a beautiful new catamaran ferry.
Oh, yes. That's the museum's newest addition. We're so proud. The ferry Susitna. It is crackerjack. It's an icebreaker catamaran. It can raise and lower in the water and make beach landings in case we need to invade the Matsu Valley.
Whoa, what's that over there? Are you preparing for some kind of expansion?
Well, that's the tricky part. We're going to have to build a new wing this winter. We anticipate getting the $240 million Goose Creek Correctional Facility from the Matsu Valley as well. In other words, I just don't know where we're going to put that. I just don't know how we're going to finance that new wing. I hear they're going to build a hovercraft to Cold Bay as well, and then there's the road to Katsahin Creek, and they're also looking at some dirigibles and
Crabbait Radio. May all your pots runneth over and your buoy lines remaineth tangle free.
Hey, man, you got any butt?
What's that?
You got any butt? Any halibut?
Yeah, I'm holding, but it's gonna cost you.
Yeah, how much?
$30 a pound.
$30?
Shh! There could be cops around here, man.
Keep
the crowd quiet.
I remember when you couldn't give that stuff away.
Man, I can't help you. People are paying top dollar for quota these days.
All right, let me see some.
There it is. Pure 2C Gulf of Alaska whitefish.
Pure? You sure it's pure? My old guy tried slipping me some lingcod.
Lingcod? No way, man. This is good stuff. There's nothing cut with this. It's pure. It's as pure as the driven snow.
All right. Here you go. Give me 2 pounds.
Free!
It is the police. Drop the catwalk and put your hands on the car. You, over there, set that bag of fish down slowly.
You two, stop right there!
Hey!
Hey, come back here!
Crabbait Radio, 10 years old and still stinky.
The Alaska Department of Fins and Fur has announced the hire of a new deputy commissioner. They'll focus solely on the growing population of sea otters in southeast Alaska and their impact on commercially harvested shellfish. This so-called otter czar has a background in golf course greenskeeping and in gopher management. Deputy Commissioner Carl Spackler spoke with reporters at a recent press conference in Sea Otter Sound.
Mr. Spackler! Mr. Spackler, what's your approach to otter control?
I have to laugh. Because I've often finessed myself. By foe, my enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. And whenever possible, to look like one. I gotta get inside this dude's belt and crawl around for a few days.
Mr. Spackler, how do you plan to raise awareness about the otter issue?
I'm gonna use you guys to do my dirty work for me.
Okie dokie.
Like gophers, Spackler says otters are a determined bunch.
My enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit, ever.
And Spackler says neither will he, at least until he's vested in the state's retirement system. I'm Matt Lichtenstein for Crabbait News.
You're listening to Crabbait Radio, a member of the Coast Alaska Crabbait Broadcasting Network. We broadcast our main signal in the middle of the night from our porch in our underpants, so you better get off our lawn because we rebroadcast our fevered rantings through our translators in Bulgarian, Flemish, and Esperanto.
Breaking crabbait news out of Washington, D.C. today, where former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is holding a press conference in front of the White House with a big announcement, according to staffers. We take you live to the nation's capital.
Palin!
Yes, hello everyone. Thank you for coming out today. I just wanted to announce that my family and I have decided to just go ahead and move our things into the White House. We're excited to be getting in there and getting our hands dirty and making some changes so that this country can be great again.
Mrs. Palin, are you finally announcing your campaign for president?
You know, it's just like the media to need to apply labels to everything. All I'm trying to do is take this country in the direction it needs to go.
Oh.
So you're not running for president then?
There you go again, trying to pin me down. All we're doing is bringing over a few things that we'll be needing for running the country for the next 8 years or so. And in the interest of transparency, I'm letting you know we're bringing in a few Winchesters, Remingtons, Rugers, and Kalashnikovs. But not the good rifles. You know, we still need them for hunting up in Alaska.
Oh, say, Mrs. Palin, how long will you be staying in the...
Mrs. Palin, how long will you be staying in the White House?
You know, we're not going to be tipping our hand for the enemies like that, so I'm not going to be putting a time frame on it. And that's all the time for questions. I've got to be getting busy decorating. And then I think we'll be having some barbecued moose on the grill. Hey, girls, you better not be sneaking boys with you into that rose garden. And in local announcements, lost 1.5 legislators. Last seen wandering towards the Matsu Valley. If found, please return to southeast Alaska. For sale, 1 table, round, slightly used and dented from fist pounding and thrown copies of the Tongass Land Management Plan. Will trade for a smaller, trapezoid-shaped table. All offers considered,
contact Bob at the Tongass Futures Roundtable. Small, adorable Ursine seeks room and board for winter. Quiet, non-smoker, not a picky eater, mostly sleeps.
It's got to be some kind of a record. After years of discussion and planning, Petersburg has finished building a new marine haulout and boatyard at Scow Bay before anyone knew the project had even gotten the needed funding. A sudden infusion of private capital from the amusement park industry has made it all possible. As Crabbait Radio's Matt Lichtenstein reports, public-private partnerships appear to be the wave of the future.
It was a quick turnaround for the turnaround at Scow Bay, just 6 days from final design to yesterday's ribbon-cutting ceremony in front of its top attractions, the hairpin haul-out and the wild wastewater washdown waterslide. Cole D. Cash is the City of Petersburg's Economic Enthusiasm Development Advisor, or PETA.
That's PED.
PED?
The A is silent.
Cash says Petersburg's recent branding effort almost immediately drew the attention of national amusement park conglomerate Five and a Half Flags.
We needed the money, and they saw a perfect opportunity to branch out into the last frontier. Now we have a situation where amusement park revenue can really subsidize the cost of a new industrial facility.
Whoa! The water slide proves to be a favorite with the crowd. Five and a Half Flag spokeswoman Sue Meenow describes the ride.
Well, as you can see, the guests climb to the top of our 100-foot-high Crabpot Jungle Gym. It's the biggest Crabpot-based jungle gym in the country, by the way. Way bigger than Disney's Crabpot-based jungle gym. Anyway, from there, the guests wait in line to jump into the top of a culvert where a raging torrent of water will carry them down the steep slope to the bottom, and they pop out in our self-contained vessel washdown facility.
Adults and kids alike in board shorts and Speedos seem to be having a whale of a time as they splash into the shallow slurry of copper bottom paint and marine growth that Skipper Krusty McChumbucket is power washing off the bottom of his wooden double-ender.
What a combination! I mean, I get to blast the barnacles off my bottom and my kids get a wholesome day of fun! Who could ask for more?
And it's a model that's catching on for other city facilities. At a recent city council meeting, the police department announced that the Corleone Waste Management Company has agreed to sponsor a combination public safety building and off-track betting parlor. CEO Donald Corleone made the council an offer they couldn't refuse.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
Meanwhile, the city's also agreed to a deal with the Mega Blaster Gorilla Fireworks Company to cover the operating costs of the new fire hall with an attached fireworks stand. And back at Scow Bay, the excitement is palpable among the park's guests, like mother of three, Norma Lee Grunting.
My kids always complain there's not enough to do in Petersburg. They're bored. Well, now they've got an amusement park. I mean, hang on a sec.
Hey, Bobby! Get out of that crab pot and get into the water slide.
I can't follow. Stop.
Down at the waterfront, a crowd's gathered at the new hairpin haulout for the latest amusement park craze, extreme boat launching. 50 excited guests are strapped to the deck of the steel-hulled barge at the top of the ramp, and the countdown begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And there they go, down a gentle slope of, what's that incline?
82 degrees.
82 degrees into a tight loop-de-loop, bank up another ramp, over the edge, and then it's smooth sailing through the air until the barge skips lightly across the water with the grace of an albatross for a soft landing just in front of Skokes Creek on Kuprinoff. At the Five Flags Amusement Park and Marine Hall out in Scow Bay, I'm Matt Lichtenstein for Crabbait Radio. that's it for this year's Crab Bait Radio. Thanks to Sue Erickson and Suzanne Fuqua for some extra voice talent. Crab Bait Radio is produced in the studios of KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, Alaska, by Joe Vignicki and myself, Matt Lichtenstein. Any resemblance to persons living dead or undead is purely ironic, as our manager Tom Abbott always says after a tough week at work,
You're always shouting at me. It hurts my feelings when you scream like that.
You can hear this show and all our previous shows at www.kfsk.org. Catch you next year right here on Crab Bait Radio.